In Act 3, Susan and Michelle talk about moving to Los Angeles.
How do you feel about it?
Well, I really wouldn't want to move.
But?
Later, when Harry gets home, Susan explains how she and Michelle feel.
Michelle and I have all kinds of feelings about leaving New York, the family and friends.
Harry listens to them, but it's time for him to make a decision.
Now, tell us about your talk with Mr. York. Did you take the job?
Do you think Harry took the job?
I love my school. I have so many good friends there now. I wouldn't miss a day, even if I were really sick.
Come and sit down for a minute, Michelle. I'd like to talk to you about something. Something important.
What's wrong, Susan?
Oh, well, there's nothing wrong, Michelle. But your daddy and I are talking about something that I'd like your opinion about.
I know. I heard you talking about it the other night when I was trying on my new clothes. It's about moving to Los Angeles.
You're right. How do you feel about it?
Well, I really wouldn't want to move. But? But if you and Daddy wanted to, I guess you know what's best for the family and for me.
That's very considerate of you, Michelle. But what about your friends?
I'd miss them a lot. But I know what it feels like to miss someone.
Honey, we don't have to move if you're not going to be happy about it.
Does Daddy want to move?
I think so. He's going to tell us tonight about the job offer.
Well, how was everybody's day today?
Michelle was chosen to do the school poster for the play this year.
Congratulations, Michelle. That's something. And how was your day, Susan?
I see you're in a good mood. Why don't you tell us about your day?
I met with Bill York.
It's okay to talk about it, Harry. Michelle knows all about it.
Really?
Really, Harry. Michelle and I have all kinds of feelings about leaving New York, the family and friends. But if you think you should take the job, we're behind you.
What about Michelle's school?
We'll move after the school term.
What about our new friends?
I'll make new friends, wherever we are, as long as we're together.
We're a family, Harry. Whatever you think is right for you is right for us.
I am so touched. The two of you are really something.
We love you, Daddy.
And I love you.
Okay. Now, tell us about your talk with Mr. York. Did you take the job?
Nope.
What? No? You didn't take it?
No, I did not take the job.
But, Daddy, I...
Harry, you didn't turn it down because of me.
Or me?
No, I turned it down because of me.
How's that?
Well, I began to think about you and about Michelle. And then I asked myself, do I really want to work for the biggest company in the country?
And
I don't. I went into business for myself because I like being my own boss. I run my own company. I'm a big fish in a little pond. I'm not really sure I want to be a little fish in a big pond.
Oh, Daddy, does that mean you don't have to move?
That's right, sweetheart.
Are you sure?
I couldn't be more sure, Susan.
I'm glad if you are, Harry.
And besides, how could I live in Los Angeles when all my favorite people live here?
Your favorite people?
Who's that?
The Stewart family, of course. I kept asking myself, do I really want to work for the biggest company in the country? The company is Kraft & Kraft, the biggest accounting company in the country. I know the company well. It's big, the biggest.
can dig, all right.
With offices all over the country.
They're big.
Altogether, they have 86 offices in the U.S. alone. And one of those offices is in Los Angeles, and that's where I'd be. Harry Bennett. Just one accountant in a huge company full of accountants. I'd be one little fish in a big pond full of accountants. Oh.
Do you
want to
be a little fish in a big pond?
I'm not really sure I want to be a little fish in a big pond. I like being my own boss.
His own boss.
I work hard, but I make my own schedule. I can take time off when I want to. And I choose my own clients.
Yeah.
I have a client in the garment business on 7th Avenue. I do his taxes every year. He and my other clients know me personally, and I know them.
He knows them all.
They tell me I make a big difference in their businesses. And I do it my way, as president of my own company.
Yeah.
I guess you could say I like being a big fish in my own little pond. Yeah.
He wants to be a big fish in a little pond. A little pond.